Hey, come here. I need to talk to you. About something important. Come here. Oh, come here. Finally. I'm sorry I pulled you, okay? I tried to get you to come with me naturally. I need your help. Because you are nice and you want to help me. Fine, you're going to help me because I stuck up for you that one time in global politics so you didn't get detention. That's why you're going to help me, okay? Great. I need a friend, not a real one. Okay, I have a problem, and I need someone to stand in for something, but I don't exactly know exactly what I need right now. I know it's not very specific. I just need to know that you can look nice, and you can pretend to know me really, really well, and on short notice if need be. No? Why not? Fine. How about this? I will owe you. Owe you whatever the hell you want. How about that? I don't know if you need a fake date or... Oh my god. No, that's what I need. I need you to be my fake date. And of course, if you ever need it, I could do the same for you, but I need you to be a fake date. Just for a night. One night. That is what I need. I don't need a friend. I need you to be my fake date. That will get everyone off my back, and then... That's perfect. And then we can say you go to some boarding school on the other coast. Perfect. People will ask about you. We can take a few selfies. Call it good. No one will ever see you. You don't even live on that side. That's perfect. Perfect. Can you do that Wednesday night? 4 hours maximum. You will get fed. I will pick you up and I will drop you off. Or I will have someone pick you up and I will have someone get you dropped off. Whatever you want. Okay, then you can still have the favor. I'll still owe you. Whatever you need. You need me to do your homework? I got it. You need me to pull some strings up in the office? I got it. You want a job from my dad? I got it. I don't know what my dad does, but he gets people jobs. Whatever you want. Just be my date for one night. Thank you, okay? We'll text you the details. I need your number, by the way. Awesome. Thank you. I will text you, and then I will text you the details, and then I will see you Wednesday. You're the best. Thank you. Okay. It's okay. He's got this. He will not miss a single thing up. Wow. Wow, it looks great on you. I knew it would fit. I have an eye for fashion. I can tell people's size just by looking at them. It's like a gift, I swear. And I knew that was gonna look good on you. That looks great. Anyway, how's the drive up here? I know, there's no cell surface on that little spinny, turny area. Sorry, I totally interrupted you. Continue. Glad to hear the drive is good. Before we head in there, there's a few things we should probably get straight. Okay. You should probably know what this is. This is a corporate dinner for my dad's company. Like I said, I don't really know what he does. I don't really care. All I know is it keeps a roof over our heads, and I'm very grateful for that. All I really do know is everyone wears suits and ties, and my dad always tells me to be nice and respectful. If anyone asks, you are my boyfriend. We've been dating for 7 months. We met in the fall. Does that timing work? We met 7 months ago. We fell in love very quickly. You are in town on a trip to visit whatever's locally touristy. And we ran into each other. You asked me for directions, but I've never have any idea where I'm going. So I wasn't very helpful. You found me witty and funny, and I instantly found you cute and charming, and we hit it off instantly. A week later, we were dating, and then you moved back to school right after you left. We've been long distance ever since, but you make your way out here every so often, and we're really close and in love, and it's all cute and vomity, crappy shit like that. Sorry. Stuff like that. On another note, we really shouldn't say any bad words. My dad will probably want to, like, flick me if it comes out of either of our mouths, so... You've been fine this far. I need to really work on that. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Can you tell? Oh, I'm just so scared that this will mess up. I guess I just get the embarrassment of saying I had to pretty much hire a fake date if this goes wrong. So, nothing too risky. Just my dignity. Anyway, other than that, drink, dance, mingle, eat the little appetizers they're gonna serve on platters. Those things are so small, I don't even, yeah. Whatever happens today happens. Should we head in? Awesome. Ugh. I swear, these halls are... windy. I get winded walking through them. But we're here in the belly of the beast. Whew. Oh, right. Probably should have warned you. It's very easy to trip over people's feet in here. Something they never tell you about these things. I've tripped and fallen on my face as so many. Hi! It's so lovely to see you. Yeah, no, it's been a while. How are you? Sorry, I kind of just deserted you there. Old family friend. I don't think they really wanted to ask about you anyway. She loves the sound of her own voice. Anyway, we can make our way over to our table. Mm-hmm, we have a table. Honestly... We can just sit there and be safe the entire time. No one really walks over to us. Till it's time to eat, in which it'll be short and sweet, because it's time to eat. And it's right over here. Perfect. My name and guest. Perfect. That is you, sweetie. All right, let's see what's on the menu. Ooh, food that I cannot pronounce, but I'm sure will taste lovely. I hope. Have you had anything on this menu before? Great. It's an adventure for the both of us. Hey! I'm really good. Where are you sitting? You sit right there. That's really close. My dad's good. Yeah, thanks for asking. This is my sweet boyfriend. Sweetie, why don't you introduce yourself? Isn't he just the sweetest? Yes, dear. How did we meet? And you know me. I don't know where I'm at ever. So of course I was useless. Yes. And you know, I miss him so dearly when he goes off to school, but you know, he's off getting that degree and, right. Yes. So smart, this one. Oh, yep, I sure am so lucky. You're right, he's just so cute. All right, well, oh, it was good to talk to you too.
That, I think her name is like Geneva,
something like that.
Geraldine, starts with a G, I know that. She's friends with my dad. Although, all they do is talk crap about each other. I don't understand it. Business, I guess.
So, this thing is pretty much... I like to picture it as throwing a bunch of people who have too much money into a room together and seeing how much everyone can spend. That's what I like to picture. But I mean, who knows what's actually going on? I'm just here because I have to be. My dad says it looks good, so. Big family man, all that. Oh, right, the whole fake date thing just gets everybody off my back. It's all like, when are you gonna settle down? Like, I don't know. It's just easier to have you here than to literally only ever be asked when I'm gonna be ready to settle down and, you know, whatever the hell they say. So thank you for coming tonight. I'm sure there are much more fun and entertaining places you could be spending your evening. So thank you for giving it up. Don't think I haven't forgotten. Yes, I know I owe you a favor, but I do appreciate you being here. Who knows? Maybe I'll need your services again. You know, I'm sorry I didn't really stay friends with you that summer. I know we were really close, or not really close, but we definitely could have been if we'd stayed friends over the summer. But I just got obsessed with what people thought of me for a while. You know? So I shouldn't really have cared. Because you're really cool. You're cool in the glass, and it's cool of you to do this now. Do you maybe wanna hang out in a setting that doesn't require fancy clothes and uncomfortable shoes and uncomfortable questions? I don't know, we could do whatever. Whatever you want. Yeah? Awesome. That sounds really fun.